There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Conversation courtesy of hopefully all the members of my staff who are here: Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the winners and the losers. Okay, so everybody's talking about this Apple announcement yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited about it. So I decided to do a little research.
Oh, here we go.
Uh-oh.
And you know what happens when I do research?
Uh-oh.
The research comes courtesy, and you can look this up. Richie, I'm sure, will run right to it because he loves to figure.
He's a fact checker.
He is a fact checker. Okay, checker. Okay, so there was an interview that I came across. A fellow's name is Scott Galloway. He's a professor of marketing at New York University. And he took Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google and analyzed the four companies that are admittedly the biggest companies in technology. Would you all agree that that's true? Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google?
Sure.
Biggest companies in technology today?
Some of them, sure. Right.
Okay. Not all of them.
Right.
You're right. Some of them. But the biggest in terms of dollars and cents.
They're big.
Yep, they are big. So he spoke about the four companies making predictions as to which ones will increase their business and which ones will decrease their business as they go through 2015. So I just found this to be an amazing analysis, how people now, using the technology that they're talking about, can look at these graphs that are amazingly detailed, and they come from, originally, somebody's got to create this stuff. They've got to think, how do we do this? Right, don't you, in order to come up with a...
The product or the information
the product? The software that would analyze what the stock returns are for, let's say, the last 5 years for Amazon and Google and Facebook and Apple. So he did that, and he started with the premise that Amazon has started to make us all think about, that is buying stores. We all thought that having stores was going to be a losing proposition. It's just the opposite when you look at the trends that this guy overviewed. He said, pure play retail is going away, whether it's e-commerce or brick and mortar, without an online presence. There are a lot of companies that are on their way out. The ones that are going to stay... he talked about players like Rent the Runway and Warby Parker. I don't know who they are. They're opening
a store. Rent the Runway is a place where women can send in their size. So let's say you're a size 10. They'll send you a size 8, a 10, and a 12 of some fashion that you like. And then you take it home, you try it on, you wear it, and then you send all the sizes back.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now, remember, he's tracking stockholder value as to who the winners and losers are among these four companies. And the first thing he took apart was Amazon, because Amazon, in the past 5 years, from a shareholder perspective, has gone down, while Nordstrom's, Macy's, Best Buy, and Walmart have gone up. Hmm. And the stock is usually a predictor of what will happen in the next 5 months to the next 5 years. So we all think Amazon's pretty smart, right? Look at all the things you can buy on Amazon. Apparently, not as smart from the point of view of whether the stockholders think the company can make money. So Amazon, he says, loses long-term. Long-term winner, Facebook. This, think about what they pulled off, actually. And he referred to it as the biggest bait and switch in marketing history. After convincing brands to invest in building Facebook communities, it started charging for access. And they have had an increase of 6% in the last few years because of not only what they're doing, but they apparently bought Instagram and WhatsApp. Is that what's, well, I guess,
yeah,
I'll
WhatsApp.
Figure out what WhatsApp is, right?
It's a texting app.
And they have a, anyway, the decline in popularity, this guy says, is hogwash. It's the platform people of all ages spend the most time on. Furthermore, Facebook has the ability to track users by their identity, something only Google is able to do through Gmail now. And so he references Google because it's the dominant search engine, but other brands are chipping away at their share, and they're, what people are looking for are what they describe in this business as high-value searches. So there are, let's see, a billion searches a day on Facebook versus 3 billion on Google. But because there are so many other people that are in the search business, Google is looking long-term like a loser because they don't have any other, they have no other strategy. Biggest winner of all four of these, the only one I haven't talked about, Apple. The pillars of a luxury brand. Craftsmanship, iconic, exceptional price points, vertical control of distribution. Look at what they announced yesterday. Now, I'm no technology expert, as we all know. But I looked at how they put forth that, although we were talking about it earlier, Greg Stebbin was here. And what did he say? It was sort of, there were strange things like the lady who was there, model. I mean, nobody figured out why they needed a model there. But the heat that surrounds anything that's Apple, and this cell phone on your wrist is really what it is, right? I mean, it's a cell phone on your...
It's a computer on your wrist.
An iPhone, yeah.
And they're not the first one to do this. I mean, Android has had
Samsung,
one out for
Samsung,
a while. Samsung, right.
But because of their marketing, Richie, because of the strength of their brand and their name, they not only are going to be able to charge more for them, but they'll distribute more.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a really good point, because you think about people will buy something just because it's got Apple on it. But I was thinking back to that Samsung watch, and they actually had to do marketing on it. Remember how cool the commercial was? It was like the modern-day take on Get Smart. It was the watch that could do everything.
Right, yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, look at that commercial. That was one of the only commercials I went to YouTube to watch because it was so cool. And, you know, I bet it's Apple will still outsell it just because Apple has the brand. Apple doesn't even have to do a commercial.
Just, I will never forget the philosophy of Steve Jobs, and I think I heard what he learned from his father is make the inside look as nice as the outside, and just perfection everywhere. Yeah. And that's their philosophy is every nut, every bolt, every little thing has to be perfect.
Well,
and it is.
And they've sold that. They're selling it.
Cool.
They're selling it. They're selling it, though. They're selling it. People believe that.
Yeah.
So
and that's why they pay more for it.
Was that an okay overview? Did I go too much in depth, or was it
no,
okay?
No, it was interesting. Yeah. That's
right.
Interesting.
15 past the hour. Latest killing by a police officer up next here on Good Day.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for a risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-921-3501. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas, specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. Hurry, this limited time 100% risk-free offer won't last forever. Call 1-800-921-3501. That's 1-800-921-3501. Again, 1-800-921-3501.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Authorities. Oh, I should reintroduce myself. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn there.
Nice to meet you.
There's Rich McFadden. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. You, Richie, you.
That's what I said. Nice to meet you.
Authorities say a police officer fatally shot a naked man yesterday afternoon outside a suburban Atlanta apartment complex. He was not armed.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh.
Naked man, not armed, got it? Anyway, the chief says that the officer responded to reports of a suspicious person knocking on doors and crawling on the ground naked. Chief says the officer saw a naked man in the complex parking lot. The man began running toward the officer. Said the officer told the man to stop. While he stepped back, the officer then fired two shots when the man didn't stop. So now he's dead. So what do we make of that?
Naked means, and charging a cop means you are whacked on something.
Right.
And that it's one of these scary unknowns as to what is this guy on and what kind of superhuman powers does he have because he is just whacked on PCP or
so
whatever.
So this is a righteous shoot?
You know, I'd still love to find a way to be able to take people down. I mean, you know, do you really need to shoot everybody?
I think that's the question.
Can't you go fist to cuffs and take a naked guy out? Even
yeah,
if
he didn't
on?
Have a gun, so why is your yeah?
You
why
never know he was packing.
He tased a naked man. He's out.
Tase him, right? Yeah. So, what's the latest on that Madison shooting? This thing is it's unfolded. Another black eye in the. The reason I'm asking this, I'm looking at a study from last year. That shows that people of color represented 46% of all those killed by white officers in our country.
And LAPD. Do they have a study for...
I'm not finished with this one yet. I'll let you get the answer.
I don't want to hear all the rest, too.
Okay. The LAPD, for example, is 34.9% white, 43.6% Hispanic, 11.6% black, 7.2% Asian, 2.2% Filipino, 8% Indian and other ethnicities. That's the makeup of the police department. The survey indicates that in L.A., 76% of Latinos, 68% of blacks gave the LAPD positive grades. Some people say that given the relative lack of contentious issues here, the drop in the crime rate, the department's approval numbers have, if anything, continued to improve. What do you make of that, Jennifer?
You know, I think I'd be curious to see. You said 78% of Hispanics approve of the LAPD.
Yes, 76% of Latinos, 68% blacks.
You know, I think the LAPD actually does a pretty good job. What about the arrests? Do you have the arrest numbers?
I do not have the arrest numbers in this as part of this survey. No,
I think the LAPD is very.
Do they do a good job or not? That was the survey.
Yeah, and you know, I think that they're very diverse. I mean, I see the LAPD drive around, and it's very rare that I actually will see. I mean, you usually see Hispanic cops now. To be honest, I mean, most of LA is so integrated at this point that I think that they. I think they're doing a good job, and you know, that wasn't always the case. So I give them props most of the time.
The first part of the study suggests that people of color. Represented 46% of those killed by white officers in the U.S., not in L.A.
Gotcha.
It's different in L.A. But there still is obviously a serious problem here that needs to be taken care of. Whether the Justice Department taking over the city of Ferguson is the way to do it remains to be seen. 21 after the hour. Good day.
freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Guitars, Richie.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I was going to say yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Just talking to Jennifer. Yes, sir.
Yep.
I love the guitar in this.
It's a one-hit wonder contest on Good Day. Who's this? I still don't have to call him into this.
Okay.
Know who this is? Song's called Chuck E.
Hey, you,
love.
Boy. Hey, you, way.
It's a very popular song. Let's everybody
hear this. We learn all of the lines now and every time. You don't stutter when you talk. That's true, it's true.
Wait till we get to the hook.
Such a great song.
Well, this can't be. This ain't healthy, it's some kind of thinking. That's it, Chuck E. is the love.
Song is by an artist who's had only one hit. That's why she's in the One Hit Wonder contest. Tell us the name of this lady, and you'll qualify for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, to get you on the air at 888-302-3684. That song was number one during this week in 1979. A lady comes from the north side of Chicago. The song itself, lyric line, that's why Richie likes it, because it sort of all fits together. Music and the lyrics fit together nicely.
I just love the jazzy kind of feel to it, you know. Just,
yeah.
Her family moved to Arizona when she was young. She grew up riding horses, studying dance, and practicing swimming. At 10, her family moved again to Olympia, Washington, and later she dropped out of high school, moved to Southern California, taking odd jobs, enrolled at Santa Monica College, studying music and anthropology. What an interesting double major, huh? At 21, she started singing in clubs in Venice on the boardwalk, led to meeting Tom Waits, with whom she had a long-time relationship. 1979, she recorded an album with guest appearances by Dr. John, Randy Newman, Michael McDonald. was number three on the album chart. This song, Chucky's in Love, was singled out, and that's when she had her success on the pop singles chart.
Check this out. I had heard this a long time ago, the story behind, but they, her and Tom Waits,
yeah,
were friends with a guy named Chuck Weiss, and he used to hang out with him at this seedy part of Los Angeles where he lived. They'd go pick him up or whatever.
Venice.
And they'd call him Chucky. And Chucky just kind of fell off the map. And then, like, a year later, Chuck E. calls Tom Waits and says, where you been? And he says, well, you know, I kind of fell in love with somebody and moved to Colorado. Tom Waits hangs up the phone and looks over at the person singing the song and says, Chuck E.'s in love.
Chuck E.'s.
And there's a song.
And that's the story. We're a very good story, Richie.
Yeah, good job, cool. Richie.
888-302-3684. Is not as commercial now as she was, more of an eclectic singer, still around, but not enjoying the same sort of... She got nominated for 5 Grammy Awards with this song. It was on the cover of the Rolling Stone. All right, Richie, who do we have that knows what's what, or who do we have that's taking a guess?
Let's see if Tracy can get it here.
Hi, Tracy. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you a long time. God bless, and good morning.
Thank you, and same back to you, sir. Who is this person who's singing the song?
Katie Lang. My wife just said, that's Katie Lang, and I said, okay, let's go.
And your wife has a great guess.
Your wife is good, but she's
wrong.
Wrong. It's a good guess, but not the right one.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right, who else we got, Richie?
Let's go to Lori in Sioux Falls.
Lori. Hey, Lori's in Sioux Falls. What do you think the name of this lady is?
Ricky Lee Jones.
It is Ricky Lee Jones. All right, you had no trouble remembering that, did you?
No.
All right, good.
Took
so you qualified. It's sweet, yeah. Trip to the Broadmoor Resort. You're qualified for it. Thank you. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we often go to our own doctors for a wellness exam. What about your pets? I want to talk about the importance of wellness veterinary exam. Veterinarians recommend regular wellness exams for the same reason your doctor and dentist recommend them. If you can detect a problem in its early stages, it's much more likely to be treated and resolved with less expense, less difficulty, and better success. As the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Vaccinations, heartworm prevention, and routine deworming are important components of wellness care and can prevent disease that are not only life-threatening but very expensive to treat. Your veterinarian can recommend a wellness program based on your pet's breed. You know, certain breeds are predisposed to certain health problems, age, lifestyle, and overall health. So if you have a dog or a cat, even if they look like they're healthy and they look like they're fine and doing well, going to the veterinarian at least once a year for an exam is important, twice a year as they get older. I'm Warren Eckstein.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in store and online and $314 while supplies last. See store, Staples.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Good Day program, and I happen to be Doug Steffen, who founded, originated, and actually owns the Good Day program. Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Jennifer,
yeah, I bought all that.
She's powerful, too.
Yeah.
I think we found that the controls in our studio in Washington, the rest of us in California, and we're here to discuss and debate the issues of the day, such as they are. 8 cast members from a reality TV show killed yesterday. 2 helicopters collided over Argentina. A lot of media reports on it was a French show. We have, Survivors filmed all over the world. What other shows do we have here that are
showing? The Amazing Race.
Yeah, The Amazing Race is probably the big one.
Yeah, right. All right, Jen, got the rest of the TV report in a few minutes here on Good Day. University of Oklahoma has severed ties with its fraternity, Sigma Alpha Epsilon, for obvious reasons. Anybody doesn't know is another racist. Every day we have a racist story about some. There's at least one story a day about a race issue in this country. If it's a policeman shooting white guy, shooting a black guy, and we got this bunch of jerks.
I think more it's since Ferguson, don't you think?
Say again?
It's relatively new. I think these stories have started popping up after
you think
Ferguson.
Because of Ferguson or because we're paying more attention to
we're
the
paying more, I
race
think we're paying
relations.
More attention, and the media is talking about them more, probably.
Right. Media also focusing on why there are so many train accidents. There were dozens hurt yesterday. Another Amtrak train slamming into a tractor-trailer truck in North Carolina. So there is this question, why? What are these trucks doing on the tracks? It's clear they have these gates, the noise.
Those arms come down.
Yeah, I mean, how do these cars and these trucks get stuck, or why are they in proximity to the railroad tracks? I don't get it.
One guy in California who actually parked his pickup truck on the railroad tracks, got out and ran away, and then the train hit it, and, thankfully nobody was hurt,
but
come
why?
On.
Yeah.
There's a wiki page for list of rail accidents 2010 to present.
Yeah, and?
And it just goes through, and this is worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to, let me see, 2010, I don't know, I guess there's 40 to 50.
Really?
2011, 50. And wow. 2012, oh, wow, 60.
Yeah. Why?
2013, I mean, there might be 100 for 2013 rail accidents.
Mm-hmm.
2015, there's about 20 so far.
Would you be surprised to hear that there is more gun ownership in America or less? Which of the two would you think would be more surprising? That there's more gun ownership?
I would be surprised if you told me there was less.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I would think gun ownership is going through the roof right now.
Only 32% of Americans own a firearm or live with somebody who does. Ties a record low for gun ownership set in 2010. The number of people who own guns going down.
What is that in relationship to the
number of people?
Number of people.
Yeah, I would
say the number of people going up.
Yeah, and not and people not buying guns.
That, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Studio.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you were done. But 2 days ago, there was a story about the number of guns increasing. That it was harder to get ammo, but that the number of guns were increasing. And now 2 days later, is saying that gun ownership is declining.
There you go.
It's so bizarre.
It depends on who pays for the survey.
Yeah.
The reason I bring this up isn't because I'm so fascinated with the information. I'm fascinated with what you just said.
I swear, two days ago, I did the story on my local show, and it was about how gun ownership is rising, and that the guns, actually not gun ownership, gun sales rising over the last like 3 or 4 years because of the threat that people are going to lose their right to own a gun. So a lot of people went out and bought guns thinking that somehow President Obama might, you know, make it illegal.
Right. Blam.
Here's another wiki page.
Yes, Richard.
And I don't know that I can believe this.
Huh.
As a matter of fact, I know I can't because you just told me what?
Something different.
32% of. So the wiki page ranks gun ownership.
32% of Americans own a firearm.
The wiki page represents gun ownership by country.
Uh-huh.
United States is way, way in front of every other country, including Serbia, Yemen, Switzerland.
Really?
No guns in Switzerland?
Really?
Well, yeah, that's right. They don't do any, right?
Yeah.
They're neutral.
All right. Let's get to something that's really important. This is really important.
Uh-oh. Okay,
the best place to be in the event of a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know this one. It's the Rocky Mountains. Yeah.
Cornell University researchers built a model to determine what a zombie outbreak would look like and how it would spread through the United States.
Big cities get hit first.
Yep.
The model confirmed that many of the nation's densely populated regions fear a zombie apocalypse. What are we talking about? This is
okay. Cornell University paid for this survey. Just FYI, those are your tuition dollars at work paying for the zombie apocalypse survey.
Right. It was just a fun survey.
Yeah,
and basically the reason for the survey was the mathematical equation in it.
And the only reason that I brought it up is because my son and I at dinner last night were talking about how he likes to see that zombie show. What's it called? On
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
He likes that. He says it's a terrible show, but he watches it.
So they said that I get eaten up first.
You would?
Yes.
Good for you.
The interactive model shows that researchers developed DC gets swallowed by zombies within the first 48 hours.
Mm-hmm. Where does that
happen? Nice knowing you, Rich.
I'm gone.
You get eaten first. What about Jennifer and Kenny and me? What happens to us?
We go pretty close.
Yeah, you go pretty. The East Coast and the West Coast, we're all done. It's everybody
it's
up.
The high spot in the Rocky Mountains is the best place
right.
to be.
It's a Rocky Mountain high.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Uh-huh.
What? John Denver was right.
Yep, he certainly was. Okay, in a moment. It's too early for the television report. Let me just do a couple
of things. What? I have so much news. We could go all day, Dougie. Let's go.
I know. Okay. So, there's two more things I want to get to, and then you can have your way with this, Jen. The reality about President Obama. What did we do? Anybody decide Barry? What was the name he used? The last name Barry. Before he became Barack Obama, it was Barry something else.
No. Nobody it's always been Obama. It's just a matter of Barack or Barry.
No,
Satoru. That was his stepdad's name.
Right, his stepfather's name. Correct.
Wow. No.
All right, so we've uncovered
McDonald's a bit different.
The clever people on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I guess I'll give credit to either Jennifer or Richie here. I think it was Jennifer who discovered that back in 1908. Back in 2008, when then Senator Obama was campaigning, he spoke at a Black Panther meeting, credited legislation that came about due to Selma with giving his father the ability to come to the United States and meet his mother and therefore be born. Only problem with that story is that he was born 3 years before Selma took place.
Oops.
Magic.
Ripples of hope all around the world. Something happened when a bunch of women decided we're going to walk instead of ride the bus. After a long day doing somebody else's laundry and looking after somebody else's children. When men who had PhDs were working as Pullman porters decided that's enough. And we're going to stand up despite the risks for our dignity and our respect. That sent a shout across oceans. So that my grandfather began to imagine something different for his son. And his son, who grew up herding goats in a small village in Africa, could suddenly set his sights a little higher and suddenly believe that maybe a Black man in this world had a chance. And what happened in Selma, Alabama and Birmingham.
Last item of interest before we pause and then do television report. This is a Planet Fitness revocation. How many people have heard this story? Nobody's heard this story yet?
I don't know. Let me know.
Rishi.
What is it?
I'm not going to hear it now. Now. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just waiting for you.
Yeah, tell me the story.
This is the story of a Planet Fitness let me see where this is. Midland, Texas. Where a lady was thrown out, her membership revoked, after she complained that a man who has become a woman came into the locker room.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, is this the Planet Fitness describes itself as a judgment-free zone, claims there are no critics. They're appealing to a large clientele who may be intimidated by traditional gyms. This lady, did I say Midland, Texas? I meant Midland, Michigan, sorry. This lady, Yvette Cormier, learned last week that this philosophy allows transgendered clients to use the locker room of whichever gender they identify with.
See, I would be so uncomfortable with this. If they're going to do that, they should just pull the locker rooms out and let people change at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to say
I'm sorry. Maybe that makes me insensitive and a jerk, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. Not because of what they are and not because I think people are gawking at me. It's just something a little bit weird. It's already uncomfortable to wander around with all your goodies hanging out. Just take the stupid locker rooms out and just change at home. That's going to be the new thing. Get ready and get your own place.
Yeah.
Here's the announcement they made. Whatever gender you feel you are, that's the locker room you're allowed to go in. We have had a lot of complaints.
I feel like a man, so I'm going to go in and oogle you, Dougie.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm feeling today.
I'm feeling
dude-like
today. Yeah. Yeah, give me a break. This
All
is
right.
so ridiculous.
Hey, Jen, how was your workout?
Oh, dude, it was fine.
By the way, this is the number one trending thing.
Deodorant?
On the ABC News website. Okay. 15 before the hour. Jeez, 16 before the hour. Jennifer keeps us updated. A lot of television stories in a matter of moments. We'll get to them here on Good Day.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, choose Choice twice for two separate trips and get a night at no price. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileged Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 2/19/15 through 4/22/15. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota.
Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
How to turn back the hands of time? Dermatologist Dr. Doris Day.
I know that not every patient can make it to a dermatologist. Copper, plant extracts, peptides. You can find these in lots of products over the counter, and one that I'm particularly fond of is called Christy Brinkley Authentic Skin Care. What I love about this line is that it protects against UV rays really effectively. Infrared rays do damage. 54% of the rays that reach the earth are infrared rays. When you look at ingredients like copper and the plant extracts and amino acids, these ingredients can really help protect not just against the damage from UV rays, but also against infrared rays damage.
What else should we be doing?
Look for fruits and vegetables that are in season. Minimize highly processed foods. You'll see a difference in your skin in as little as a week.
And don't forget your Z's.
No substitute for getting enough sleep. But you don't always have to sleep 8 hours in a row. You could break that up into catnaps when you have to.
For more information, go to ChristyBrinkleyAuthenticSkincare.com.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Big news from every corner of the television world. Let's get to Jennifer and her report. There are a lot of things. I guess the passing of Sam Simon, which wasn't unexpected. He was the co-creator of The Simpsons, had colon cancer, was giving away all his money, had $100 million. He gave it to charity. And that's if you make
story.
That choice, and that is the story.
Yeah, he co-created The Simpsons and died at 59, so very young, but really cool that he got to control how he went out. He knew he was going to die, so he started giving away that money, and I think that is a big positive and says a lot about his life's work. Not only did he do The Simpsons, but he did the Tracy Ullman Show, which I remember watching as a kid, where The Simpsons started.
Right.
Loved it. Yeah. HBO announced a new standalone service that's going to launch next month in April. You may not be able to get it on your devices just yet. HBO Now will provide access for the first time to the cable channel's programming without an actual cable subscription. It's going to be available on any computer, but it will also launch exclusively on all the Apple devices. Customers can subscribe for $14.99 a month using the HBO Now app on the iPhone, iPad, or iTouch, or you can use Apple TV. So this is, again, the direction that cable's going with these a la carte services. Fun news for me. Because as a child, I loved watching Saved by the Bell. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who was on the show, she was Kelly Kapowski, if you remember that. And Elizabeth Berkley, she played Jesse Spano. They're reuniting for a cooking show.
Yeah.
They got together last month on The Tonight Show for that Saved by the Bell reunion. But they got together again for Tiffany Amber Thiessen's new cooking channel show, Dinner at Tiffany's, last week. They also were joined by CSI Miami alum Emily Proctor, and they had like orzo salad with corn and arugula and cherry tomatoes, and they had the whole thing. This is apparently a pretty big show for Tiffany Thiessen. It's her new invention in life. She's less on the acting side, more on the home improvement, do-it-yourself stuff. It airs, Dinner at Tiffany airs Wednesday on the cooking channel at 10 o'clock.
I saw her somewhere the other day talking about. She's very cute.
She's always cute, yeah. She has celebrity guests that join her on the show. So coming up this season, Lance Bass, Ashley Williams, Matthew Lillard, Seth Green, Tim Meadows, Jason Priestley, and Tim Decay. So kind of fun. AMC, you talked about The Walking Dead, Dougie, has high hopes for The Walking Dead Companion Series. AMC announced Monday that it's placed a two-season order for the new series. It's a show that's set in Los Angeles, and it features an entirely new cast of characters. The first season will have 6 one-hour episodes and premiere in late summer. And that's, of course, when the show's second season will air in 2016, along with The Walking Dead. Summer announcement for Fox, you know, all those big TV shows that come out during the summer that we all love to watch, like, oh, I don't know, So You Think You Can Dance? Well, season 12 of that show will air on Fox starting Monday, June 1st. And this season marks the first one for new judges Paula Abdul and Jason Derulo, so that'll be kind of cool. Master Chef will start Wednesday, May 20th. Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is back with Jeff Foxworthy. That'll start on May 26th. And a new reality competition is called, it's called Boom. It's going to start June 25th. It's a quiz show. Yeah, where you have to defuse a ticking slime bomb. Pretty exciting. Kids will like it.
Yeah. Your kids love that, Richie. Just right up their alley.
We love slime bombs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good job, Jennifer. You did a wonderful job, in fact.
Thanks.
Very impressed by your knowledge. 51 past the hour. This is the Knowledgeable Good Day program.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoins by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Glad you have your account paid up to date. Oh, you don't have to pay to listen to this program, right? Is there any scenario in which people
pay attention?
Yeah, okay.
That's free.
Very good idea for the host to do that, too, as well. Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I have Dr. Joseph Chambers with us in a moment. And the first question I'm going to ask him is whether or not people who he has come visit him in his office tell him the truth. So I guess the turnaround question for Jennifer and Richie and Kenny, have you ever not told the truth to your doctor? Our discussion begins in a moment here on Good Day.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Dr. Joseph Chambers is with us here on the Good Day program. A native of Ireland, been living in our country for 20 years. Earned his medical degree from University College in Dublin. Did a lot of work, postgraduate work in Canada. Has an acute care I was going to say clinic. Yeah, I guess that's what you have, Dr. Chambers, right?
Yeah, it's a practice. Yeah. We see everything from hemorrhoids to heart attacks, whatever.
Good for you. Congratulations. All right, does everybody that come into your office, do they tell you the truth?
Well, we wish they did, Doug, but a doctor-patient relationship is like any other relationship. Inevitably, you know, some sort of, let's just say, half-truths come in, and it usually applies to stuff that we're kind of ashamed of, you know, like alcohol, drugs, or even sex.
Really? What sort of questions do you get? All right, let me turn this around a little bit. Jennifer?
Yes.
I'll let you ask the questions. Or maybe I want to know straight up from you, honestly, whether you've ever told your doctor something that wasn't true.
You know, I was trying to think about that. I can't recall any big whoppers that I've told.
Well, but
other than I like your tie, you know. I usually try to be pretty honest because here's the thing. When you're in the doctor and you lie, I mean, how stupid, then why even bother going to the doctor if you're not going to be in there? Right. Yeah. So I don't think that I have. I mean, maybe I'm forgetting some, but I don't think so.
Well, it's just that people are stressed, Doug, when they come in, and they want to put the best self forward. They only let the doctor know, like, I drank 2 bottles of wine last night, or maybe I stepped out with my wife or my husband or my partner last week. And that's the kind of stuff we need to know, because if we don't, we make a bad decision. Remember, everything that we decide on you, your diagnosis, what tests we order, it's all based on what you tell us. If you don't tell us the truth, we're going to go down the wrong way or get a wrong diagnosis, and that's catastrophic for you. So you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Doc.
Sure.
What businesses of yours, whether somebody stepped out on their wife or something,
well,
I mean, obviously you're looking
for an itch.
Transmitted diseases.
Sure.
Do you need to know whether they...
Well, let me put it this way, Ken. If you come in to me and you say that it hurts when you pee, say, for instance, that might just be a routine little bladder infection, or it could be an STI. So if you tell me you've been married for 20 years and never had any other partner, it's a UTI. It's just a little
then
bladder
infection. You better
infection.
Talk to your wife.
Yeah.
So I have to tell you, it itches when I pee first. For you to ask that question.
Yeah, we kind of you know, judge it by what you come in with.
It's not like, hey, how are you today?
Like
you cheated on your wife lately?
No, of course not.
All right, so Kenny, what about you?
Have I ever lied to my doctor?
Yeah.
About small stuff.
Why?
So I don't look bad.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah,
of course. We're all human in that relationship. It's like any other relationship. We want to look our best.
My doctor, I have actually 3 or 4 different doctors that I see with regularity. The fellow that I see in one of the doctors I see in Massachusetts is almost, maybe I don't almost. He's psychic. He can tell whether you're telling him the truth or not. And it isn't that I remember.
What are you lying to him about?
Recent conversation. I just left something out. And he said to me, what about this? And I said, oh, yeah. And it just sort of brought me around to thinking, and I wondered whether Dr. Chambers has had that same experience. I'm betting that a lot of people, for the reasons that we've expressed here, and maybe you're thinking as you're listening to all of this, why would you, as everybody said, why would you not tell the doctor the truth? Doctor's there to help you out. Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home?
Yeah,
doctor.
That's what it's all about, Doug. When
you
come
in, sure
is. That first 2 or 3 minutes, tell us what's wrong, and we'll give you our best diagnosis. And whatever you do, don't lie.
Dr. Joseph Chambers with us here on Good Day with some good advice.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.